All right, let's get cracking. We've called on the big guns today. Normally we go Cummings and Waller, but Duff said, no, I want the real ones to come on this morning and really give us the inside mail. And Darren Biebman's the first of those. Morning to you, Dazza.
Morning, fellas. How are you? Is James on that other station, is he?
No, don't worry. He's done a media ban.
Superstitious.
Yeah, no, he said, no, I don't want no more media. I've done enough media and things. I said, no, don't worry about that. I'll get Darren on. Mate, it's a big week. It's a big day today, isn't it? It's extraordinary. You know, everyone talks about the rivalry of the states, and that's fantastic. But I reckon today is absolutely fantastic to have them both up and going, racing first class here with the Golden Eagles, showing everyone what New South Wales racing is all about.
Well, the landscape of racing in Sydney is just gone to another level. It's the wave that just keeps riding to the shore. You know, it's gee, I'd like to be riding now.
Hey, Duff watched Nature Strip gallop past us about half an hour ago, and he wanted to be out there then, I can tell you. I could see it in his eyes, Duff.
I ride every night from midnight to late till my eyes open. I'm riding plenty of winners too, you know that, don't you?
All right, I'm a little bit like Steve Smith. I can't sleep at night.
Yeah, no, just want to get up and get going. All right, let's help our listeners into some winners.
Yeah, Darren, special snap in the first. A little bit quieter ride, I'd expect today.
She jumped quite well. There didn't look a lot of speed on paper, and it was a bit of a lung burner. She wasn't really probably ready for that type of race, second up. To her credit, she was still there at the furlong after a highly competitive race. And, look, you know, she's probably drawn the right gate where she could just bowl across from that alley. But, you know, it looks an ideal type of race for her and distance as well, given the tough run that she had last start.
In race four, you got Beau Ideally. He sets up well with a race that looks pretty quick here.
He did. I think coming probably the key to him. He's a horse that, last start he just did too much within himself, and, you know, 3 and 4 deep, no cover, and loomed up to win, and that just told him on him over the concluding stages. And he's had that nice little mid-prep trial, and it was encouraging to see him. Joshy Parr rode him in the trial. He just come out on him quite neutral and got him relaxed, and admittedly it wasn't a fast time, but it was the fashion that he performed. He really towed him to the line, and he's quite a big gross horse when he came over here, and so I really think you'll see a fit horse in the enclosure today.
Cigarless, well, she's done a great job winning a past two.
Well, you know, it's whether it's by design or by fault, but she's been very well placed. This mare, she's, you know, the two wins, the last two starts, you know, her resume could have read a lot different considering she's only won by short heads the last two starts. But in saying that, that's credit to her. You know, she's a fighting mare. She overcame the odds. She was 3 and 4 deep last start, no cover, battled on well. So she finds another fillies and mares race again today, and obviously, you know, going up, you know, in the ratings. It looks an ideal race for her.
Yeah. You move along to Tally. He's hasn't won for a while, but I reckon he's going as well as ever.
Well, he's been such a fabulous campaigner for us, you know, over the years. He's getting a little bit long in the tooth now, but, you know, I think he's running about 3 or 4 derbies for us, you know, as a 3-year-old. So, he's been a great campaigner, and he was probably a bit stiff the other day, you know, just when Josh was starting to build the revs up, the horse inside of him sort of kept coming out and impeding him and sort of taking the wind out of his sails. But, yeah, he's got good form behind Colding, very elegant. If you put Happy Clapper in this race, I think he'd be starting a pretty short favourite.
Yeah, and at least he's got a little bit of weight for age form of late as well.
Yeah, no, it's solid form.
He's just one of those horses that you'd just love him to win one more at least.
Yes, exactly. Like, yeah. You know, he's every race day he turns up and gives his best, and yeah. he's getting out to a distance now. Like, it was just a fraction short for him the other day. They were just a little bit too nippy for him, so he's probably 2,000 would be the minimum distance that he would require at this stage of his prep.
He's got a nice draw, or no, an acceptable draw. Can he be ridden any closer? He used to be in the old days. This is not a fast race.
He did. We thought he might be a little bit closer last start, but it's a tricky start there at the 1,800. He hasn't really got that zeal out of the gates like he used to have. He had a few little barrier mishaps along the way, and he just doesn't spring out of the gates like he used to. So, but he's got the right jock on board to be able to overcome that if need be.
This Red Zell Stakes, you're pretty strong here. Trekking was fantastic in the Everest. How's he come on?
Oh, he's come on perfect, Ron. He's, you know, right from his first trial this time through, he's just looked the picture of health and just improved. And every trial, every run, you just say, you know, he's ready to go. So, look, I know it was a quick backup, you know, but you needed a horse that was a hard and fit for that type of pressure race in the Everest. And, he was back there with the place getters and was a solid performance after a solid run in the Scalacci. So, look, he's got good form at Rose Hill. Speed of the race might be a little bit of a question mark for him, but he'll certainly be savaging the line.
Well, the speed of the race won't bother Home of the Brave. He should give a good sight from this inside draw again.
Yes. He's a type of horse, like, I'd rather him draw where he's... If he's drawn sort of 2, 3, 4, sometimes you can get a little bit of a bump for another horse, but drawing the one, he's got a little bit of room to manoeuvre on the inside of him, so he should be able to build up the revs in the first 50 metres. He's either a 1 gate or a 10 or a 12 gate horse. Hmm. So, look, if you cast your sort of mind back to the Theo Marks, I know we haven't got the heavy ground today, but probably looking at a similar sort of race to what he won 12 months ago. Glynn's been just, every time he comes in, he's buzzing with joy, you know, to tell us how well the horse ran.
Yeah. And Deprive, well, nothing matters with him. He's just got such a lethal turn of foot where he can run off a big sectional.
He has. He's a serious competitor. He really loves a fighting finish. The only question mark with him today is that he's never raced at Rose Hill, which I find it hard to believe when I was going through his form. So that's really the only question mark with him. But, look, you can't take anything away from the way that he's, you know, delivered. And he just never got it. His only real blemish was in the Rupert Clark at Caulfield when he was in another postcode. He just never got round the track at all. So, look, he's a racehorse and he's a competitor. If there's any chinks in any of the other horse's armour, well, he'll be right there.
Well, the team have set up a big derby day. They're looking very strong. Well, I sort of show the unit. They call them the unit now, don't they? That's the new name. I've heard James say the unit. That's the unit versus the lads.
I'm not quite sure. I'm not on social media. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. So I'm not up to speed with all that sort of jargon.
Oh, you're lucky. Viridine, he looks ready to win the first.
Yes. The only thing, sort of, you'd just like him to be able to switch off. He's whether a straight race will suit him. He has performed down there. It's just a matter of if you can get him into a right rhythm, and getting his racing sort of pattern in a comfortable frame of mind, he'll perform strong today. He's very fit and very well.
Well, Bowman's the right man to do that. Flit in race two, she looks obviously hard to beat.
She's a high class filly, Ronnie, and You know, there's not a lot of form coming. I think she's about the only runner out of the 1,000 guineas that's in the race. You know, a lot of them are coming out of the ethereal. But, look, her win, you know, two runs ago she was quite unlucky and probably might have been a blessing in disguise, you know, just having that burn around at Caulfield in the sense that she had no luck and she went into the race full of running for the 1,000 guineas and she got a really good feel for the track. But, look, she does look like a Flemington-type filly and I think the 1,000 guinea swarm always stands up for this type of race and high-class filly.
You got a backup there in Tassane who's a second stringer, but, geez, she's been tough getting here.
She has, and the form out of that race is at Newcastle. I know it was only Newcastle form, and she's only as big as a matchstick. She's not a nobly big filly, but very, very tough. And Camarina, you know, she won an Oaks, so I don't think the distance is going to pose a problem.
Race 3, Hilo, races on the pace, makes his own luck.
Yes, he's solid campaigner, but there's a couple of handy horses in this. So look, he's drawn wide and he's going to be able to just roll forward. He's a very fit horse, so that'll stand him in good stead.
In the mares race, you got two nice mares here. Savatiano, soft as you like, winning last start, but did get favours. And Pahutakawa, geez, looks a plan to get it to the mile here at the right time.
Yes, she's a Flemington filly and she won, you know, over the carnival this time last year in Pahutakawa. It looks an ideal type of race for her. It'd be nice to get some, you know, the Group 1 status beside her name. And Savatiano, well, as I said, she got all the favours last start. And it wasn't an overly keenly contested race. And a first up run was good, just got tired late. But drawn a tricky gate and got the Doyler on. So it'd be good to see him back in the winner's enclosure back at Flemington.
Yeah, for sure. Bivouac, can he turn that luck back around today? We know he's good enough.
Yes, well, he's, you know, the other day, just things just never panned out for him. And James gave him, he stretched his legs a little bit down the straight there at Flemington in between last week and today. And he's come out of that race really well. And more times than not, he'll be, you know, horses that have that type of situation, you know, they'll come out. He'll be ready for the race. He's pure racehorse.
Best of days, the tick for him is probably he's a good miler and he's 1-for-1 at Flemington.
Yes, you know, won over the carnival, won this race last year, and so he just got the tight track just caught him off guard. At Moonee Valley on the quick backup, I think it'll serve him well. And you know, good strong rider like Doyler, I think he'll be good late.
And you finish with three mares set up beautifully, all third up. Manicure, Resin, Demerara. Resin probably if they get rain during the day might improve.
Yes, desperately unlucky. She just had no luck, you know, the other day. I suppose, you know, by then you'll know where the pattern of racing is. Gate 1, there's always a little bit of a question mark there at Flemington, but look, very honest race mare, and you know, I could really see her figuring in the finish, given that she likes a little bit of sting out of the ground, and you know, she was just crying out for open spaces last start. But all three fillies have got three mares have got good chances.
Good on you, Darren. We wish Godolphin all the very best. It's a big brand name all around the world, Godolphin. A really tight unit.
Yep.
Getting the unit word in. Good luck, mate. I hope they all run well for you.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll all be watching.